Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hello, this is Lydia, the lifestyle coach and special friends. So we've got some really, really awesome grads of our program on today. And what we are doing is a really great review of the good, the bad, the what works, what doesn't work about all the treatments out there. So this is like on the 12 days of treatments diet industry gave to me. And then we're going to tell you guys the real scoop of like actually doing these things for some of our grads. Like, you know, it's over 40 years that they've been doing all this stuff. So it's best to learn from other people's wisdom rather than, you know, having to go through this yourself. And we want to give this gift to you guys. So I want to introduce you to our wonderful crew, our tribe here today, so you guys can get to know them. All right, Dana, tell us a little bit about you.
Hey, folks. I am Dana, and I would say the worst part of really having, the problems with food was, of course, taking all of the diet pills. And then, of course, there was a time when I was really literally eating four lunches a day, and I just could never get full. No matter how much I ate, I couldn't get full, and that was just expensive and tiring. And I would say now, just feeling a lot of food neutrality, food is not really an issue at all. The extreme body dysmorphia has also subsided significantly. So I'm not constantly, hating my physical form, which is just very freeing. And yeah, I'm using the principles that we've learned here in a lot of other areas of my life. So I'm very excited about that.
I love it. Oh, Data celebrating with you. That is awesome. All right, Jen, tell us about you.
I would say that my worst monster part of it is feeling all crazy in the head with, why do I have this monster of this binge eating, terrible, shameful thing? And I've done everything I can. I'm going to be 45 in a few days, and I've done everything, all the counseling, all the journaling, all the self-help books, took the phentermine, did all of that stuff, went to the Overeaters Anonymous, didn't even know that existed. I found that and tried that. I've done everything to try and conquer this craziness in my brain. And I'm all into health and happiness and wellness to the best of my being. But this is the only thing I could not conquer. And now I don't feel crazy in the head anymore over it. Yes. Over food, over how full can I get? Like, I used to challenge myself about how full I can get. Yet, hey, you're supposed to be this health and wellness guru person, and I don't feel like I'm like sabotaging myself anymore with the guilt and the shame of all of that.
Awesome, Jen, celebrating with you. Like, to have your brain back, like to go from feeling crazy in your brain to having you back and like being in that integrity. And yes, so proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Yes, awesome. And Joanne, tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, I was constantly thinking about food, always binging and purging. And so I would, every time I ate, which was a lot because I was always binging, I was always purging. And so my hell was, always having to find where the bathrooms were, or, people didn't want to eat with me, even my family. They're like, no, we just can't handle you doing this, Mom. And that was a hell with my friends and family, did not want to be even sitting down with me when I ate. My freedom now is from going for 14 years from purging at least 14 times a day till about maybe four times a day. I have my food under control. I know when I'm hungry. And it turns out I'm not hungry all the time, which is good because for me, that's less purging.
Yeah, that is so awesome. There's like just getting better in all sorts of different ways, right? It's like you're less hungry. Yeah, more control over food. And then like, it's just this wonderful thing that keeps on getting better. So congratulations. And Joanne, like after 14 years of at least 14 times a day purging, like in a handful of weeks, like cutting that in like half or thirds, or just like being able to have that normalcy is just such a beautiful thing. So yay, we're celebrating with you. That is awesome. And then the last member of our panel here, Leanne, tell us about you and a little bit about your journey.
Hi everyone, I'm Leanne. I struggled with food, just food crazies and bad body image since puberty, really. And then having many children and watching the scale go up and down, and then all in between doing the fad diets. And because I have such a passion and a love for food, there would be like falling off the wagon. And the binging, then the restricting, and the binging and the restricting. And the biggest hell for me was watching that scale just creep up and up and up. With every little bit of success I would have, it would be like one step forward, two steps back all the time until I got so heavy and so hopeless. And now, after this program and applying the principles of this program, I don't have that crazy panic around food anymore. I still love food, still enjoy food, but it doesn't control me. I'm able to just have a basic neutral view of food, that it's enjoyable, it's fuel for my body, and I eat when I want to eat.
Yes, yes, yes. You guys celebrating with you to the max. So that's just so wonderful to be able to have that neutrality. You guys, it's not about like staying away from food for the rest of your life. It's about enjoying food, but from a place where like you feel sane and you feel good and like you could be healthy. And it's just such a cool thing. So congratulations. I know that every single one of you did the work and applied the principles. And as you guys can see, we have a very knowledgeable crew here that has had lots of experience with all the things that people try to fix this problem. And now they're getting to come from a place of authority of like, they have made incredible progress, enjoy incredible freedom. And we would love to give you the gift of you being able to have their knowledge and their know-how. So be looking for all of the other parts of our series as we talk about the 12 days of treatments. So you guys understand what options are out there for treatments, what works, what doesn't work, and why, the good, the bad, and everything in between. And super excited to see you guys on our next video. So bye guys, see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. 1, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. 2, what isn't working with your approach. And 3, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!